This podcast is presented to you by Passion Church and their campus in Alexander City, Alabama. For more information, visit www.mypassion.church.
We're going to do something a little different this morning. Pastor Ron asked me a little bit earlier this week, he said, "Don't you want to minister with me?" And I said, "Okay." So we are going to minister together, and this is going to be a little interesting, but I think that you are going to be blessed. I know that this is a wonderful topic, a wonderful message, so we're excited to bring it to you this morning.
If you can turn me down just a little bit, John, I appreciate that. Would you all give John, our sound man, a wonderful applause this morning? He worked so hard to make it right. With what he has to work with, he does a wonderful, wonderful job. And I tell you, we'd be lost without Brother John, and of course, lost without all of our ushers and everybody else that's involved in this church. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Passion Church. If you have your Bibles, would you raise it up in the air like this? Would you say this with me? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the title of my message this morning, or our message, is, What's Your Watts? I love the look on your face. What's your watts? What's, W-H-A-T, apostrophe S, your watts, W-A-T-T-S. What's your watts? Look at your neighbor and say, what's your watts?
What's your watts?
What's yours? Our scripture reading today is going to be taken from John chapter 8, if you'll turn there with me. John chapter 8, we're going to be looking at verse 12. Then Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
What does it mean when you are the light of the world? Now, in this scripture, Jesus is talking about he is the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light, the light of life. So, if you and I are followers of Jesus, if we're the ones, we are, and everybody in here should, if you've never known the Lord, we can fix that today. But we are followers of Jesus. And so in our following him, in our relationship with him, it says that we don't walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. And who just said he was the light of the world? Who just said he was the light of life? Jesus. So we have the light of life in us. We now reflect him. We are now what he is, right? He's the light of the world, and we have the light of life in us.
Amen. You see, the light does two things. The light reflects truth. Scriptures, Jesus says, I am the way, I'm the life, I'm the truth. If you really want to narrow it all down, just the life. Light also does something else. It exposes darkness. And to some degree, we love the light that expresses the truth and brings out the truth in our life. We love that light. But we don't like the light when it shows the darkness in us. And the problem that we have today is that we have become desensitized to darkness. We are allowing what we used to not allow to become the normality in our life and in our churches. And what's happening is that we're no longer reflecting Christ. Well, what we're doing is we're just a reflection of how the world thinks and how the world operates. There's so many little things. I remember growing up in church, when we were kids growing up, we weren't allowed to have our own little group. We had to sit with mom and daddy. And in my circumstance was mom and dad were involved in the ministry. Mom played the piano and dad preached. And what happened was I had to sit with either grandparents or my aunt and uncle or my older cousins. And, you know, if you even looked like you were fixing to talk, and they would set you in front of them so they could just thump you on the back of the head. Or if you got out of line a little bit, they would go, That's all they had to do. In other words, what they were saying was, that's not condoned here in the church. And there's so many little things. It's the little foxes that have spoiled the vine in allowing darkness to come in to our lives and into the body of Christ. And we're just saying, well, it's okay. Everybody else does it. Well, the church down the street does it. I'm sure it's okay for us. But it's not okay. Because the Bible refers to it as darkness. And darkness is a separation from Christ. So let's don't become desensitized to the darkness. When you recognize something and the Lord puts it in your spirit or in your heart and you say, He'll put a check mark there. And that's when you have to stop and recognize it, that this is a leading from the Holy Spirit, and He's saying to me. Now, He may not be saying it to someone else on the job that you work with, or He may not be saying it to someone else that you're sitting with in the church, but He may bring it to your understanding that He does not want that in your life. It could be something that maybe somebody next to you says, well, it's okay. And maybe for a while, or maybe up to a certain time up until right now, maybe you accepted it. Maybe you felt it was okay. Am I preaching to somebody this morning? And it could be a simple thing. I'll just use alcohol. That seems to be something that is a big thing in the country today. Some people say, well, you know, I think I can drink alcohol. Jesus drank wine. Well, I don't know. He made wine, you know. But they say, well, I can do that. And you know, well, the scripture says it's not what goes into a man's body that defiles him. It's what comes out. But at the same time, if Christ convicts you over it, like He did with me, and He says, you can't use that anymore because with where I'm taking you, it's not acceptable. Do you follow me? So what used to be acceptable to me, God has brought it to my understanding. And in His eyes, just between me and Him, He's saying, it's darkness. Now, the Apostle Paul says, we're not to condemn those others. But he does say this. He says, if it offends your brother or your sister, don't do it. So being in ministry, when the Lord convicted me over it, He says, well, you can't do that anymore. It's not acceptable. And so I had to do away with it. So that was a form of His, it's a reflection now on my life when I'm around other people. If they ask me, I can say, well, based upon my personal relationship, my personal understanding of the Word of God, between Him and I can't partake of that. But you don't condemn others that do. Do you follow me? But well, we are the reflection. You want to jump in here on this? Okay. Okay. Not only have we become desensitized to light, but what happens is because we have become desensitized to darkness and what's going on. I want to show you, I want to use an example, and I'm going to get Kim back there. He's back there. I'm going to get him, and I'm going to show you what happens when you become desensitized to darkness. And you can reach back over there and just hit that one light right there. But this is how we are. We're at a, let's just say, that's what we're walking around as. That's how much light we're putting out because we've allowed this darkness to come into our life. Now that light, there's a cross up there. The cross is a representation of Jesus Christ. Without the cross, there is no gospel.
That's right.
Without the cross, there is no gospel.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. So if this light is to reflect that cross, it's not doing a very good job because it has allowed the deceitfulness of this world to creep into our hearts and our lives, and it's not allowing that reflection of the cross. You say, well, but I still have Jesus. Yes, you have Jesus. Well, Pastor, I'm glowing. I'm glowing. Yeah, you are. You're a little light. But God wants more light than that. Thank you, Kim. I'm going to keep Kim back there because we're going to do some more demonstrations. Now, if you acknowledge that there's darkness there, you see, Jesus referred to it in the scriptures when he says, he used the analogy of the sower. And he says the word, and this is important because we do this sometimes. Maybe you don't, but I do. We hear the word, but it falls on stony ground, and it falls where there's thorns and briars. And what does that do? It chokes it, and we're not it's not allowing us to grow into God. And then we go to church on Sundays, and we get ministered to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and all of a sudden, we feel that conviction. I've been there. I don't even have to come to church to get it. When you step out of line, you're going to get conviction. Because the Bible says he chastens those whom he loves. And so all of a sudden, then when you do that, and you recognize that God is saying to you, I'm not pleased with that in your life. You're not allowing my relationship and your relationship. You're not allowing us to come together and really have some intimacy here. And then you repent. And then that's good. You say, well, that's just for new people that don't know. No, if you're walking with the Lord, you're in constant repentance.
Amen. 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 Yes.
And so now you come and the Lord deals with your heart and he shows you some darkness, some deceitfulness. And all of a sudden you repent of it. Now here's what happens. Now you got a little bit more light. Now you're beginning to allow the cross to be seen in your life. Now, it's not glowing real big, but you are still representing, you're reflecting the cross. And that's what the world is looking for. Thank you. That's what the world, listen, the world wants to, the Bible says that the whole world groans and travails for the manifestation of the sons of God. What are they looking for? They're looking for you and I. They want to know the right way. They've tried everything else. It's not working. They spend all their time trying to obtain the riches. And listen, there's nothing wrong with obtaining the riches of this world. God made it, but when those riches causes you to turn from him instead of using the riches he gives you for him, then it's a sin. It's become darkness in your life. I want to use an analogy, and then we'll let Kelly take over after this. Whenever, let's just use this, let me use it as a natural and to tie it with the spiritual. When, let's say this, Jesus is the Son. Well, we know he is the Son, but let's say Jesus is the S-U-N, the Son. We're going with the natural here for a moment. And the moon, now the sun puts off the light. But the moon puts off the light. But the moon can only put off what it's a reflecting of the sun. Let me say that again. You and I are like the moon. And we're only able to reflect what we're reflecting from the sun. Because then in the natural, the moon can only shine because it's reflecting off of the sun, the solar. It has no light of its own. You and I have no light of our own. But when we get Christ in here and we begin to walk in the light as He is the light, you not only have fellowship one with another, but you are the light being a representation, a reflection of the cross of Jesus Christ. Now what happens is, every so often, there's called an eclipse. And during this eclipse, it's when the earth gets in between the moon and the sun. It's called an eclipse. What's happening is the earth is not allowing the sun and the moon or the moon to reflect the light of the sun because there's something in the way. It's called the earth. And the Apostle Paul, if I'm not mistaken, he mentions us as being, we're earthy. We're earthy. And what's happening is we're allowing the world, the earth, the darkness, to bring forth an eclipse in our life. And it's stopping the reflection of the Most High God. Now let me show you what happens when the eclipse dissipates. Have y'all ever been when there was an eclipse? Have you noticed it gets real dark outside? It can be right in the middle of the day, but it gets real dark. Solar eclipse. It gets real dark. And that's what happens when you and I are not allowing ourselves to reflect the Most High God, the Son of God. We're bringing darkness, not just to us, but we're bringing it into the lives of other people. Because they're following you because you're saying with your mouth that you're a Christian, but your actions are saying you're in darkness. And that's why they are so often were considered just hypocrites. And that's why a lot of people won't darken the church today because they say, well, I know how they live when they're on their job. But now when they're on their way to church, even when they stop to get a biscuit, I've seen how they... Well, ask some of the waiters and waitresses how you act. And they say this about Christians, that they're the worst tippers. Isn't that something? I heard a lady say one time that we knew, she waited on tables and she says, I really don't like waiting on the Sunday crowd because we work the hardest and we make the least amount of tips. Isn't that sad? Do you think that is a reflection of God? We were at Carrabba's the other day on Thursday, I think it was, and we stopped and had an Italian dinner. I try to appease her once in a while. But we had to go up there to Birmingham, and she said on the way back, she says, well, you know, I want to stop at Carrabba's. I want that chicken marsala. So we got through eating, and I handed the lady my credit card, and she went and rang it up and brought it back, and she lays it before you know, and you're supposed to sign it in a place for a tip. And so I left what I thought was a reasonable tip, but then it dawned on me that she had someone with her that was in training, and I wasn't sure if that person would get any of that tip because they're in training. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and we left a nice tip. Very nice tip. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, what about the other person? And I thought, oh, Lord, I forgot. I wasn't thinking. You see, I had a chance right there, and you and I are given these opportunities. Are we going to miss what God is saying, be the reflection? Or are we just going to just say, well, I've already given. I got a good enough reason. I've already put it on the
on. I don't want to have her to go and redo another statement here and sign another piece of paper from my credit card. I don't want to go through all that. No, I turned to Kelly and I said, give me some cash.
He said, give me your money.
Give me your money. Dig in there. Don't get mine out. You get yours out. Does that sound familiar? If we're not careful, that can be one of those little foxes that spoil the vine in the home. We do a teaching on relationships. But listen, she handed me some money. I didn't even ask her. I said, give me some more. Because the Holy Spirit wanted me to shed some light on this. And I said it to them. I called them back over. And I said, listen, I apologize. I forgot that you were training someone. And I did not include them in the tip. And I handed that person that was in training the money themselves. I put it in their hand. And I said, I wanted you to know I didn't forget you. Now, I'll guarantee you I wasn't doing that to bring any light to Kelly and I. But I'll guarantee you there's one thing. They won't forget it. That person will never forget. You know what? When I was in training, they thought of me as not just a trainee. They saw me as somebody waiting on them. And even though that person only one time put some coffee in my cup, the rest of the time, the one doing the training was showing how to do it, filling our tea glass.
He brought me some tea twice.
Okay. But see, they were active. But the thing of it is that if you and I don't take these opportunities to let the light of Christ shine in our lives, He'll talk to you. He'll share with you. He'll speak to your heart. And that's when you become obedient. And what happens? The Bible says, blessings follows obedience. I'm going to say that again. Blessings follows obedience. You say, well, I'm not getting no blessings. Are you being obedient? Or have you become so desensitized to darkness that we're just letting it just take rampant in our life? Now, here's what happens.
You did when you put the money in his hand. You said, the Lord bless you.
Yes, I did. I said, and Lord bless you. I wanted to make sure he knew that I wasn't trying to do the blessing. I wanted the Lord to bless him. But his knowledge probably was, well, I didn't see Jesus, but the dude blessed me. You know. Now, here's what happens when you allow the darkness to dissipate. When you quit compromising and allowing the deceitfulness of this darkness come to life. Get that light off. I'm going to show you what Jesus came to do for you and I so that we can do for him. That puts a light on the cross. That is a reflection of the cross. Thank you. And I'm just going to leave that on because I want you to know today that Jesus is not just off in heaven somewhere. He is in us today. He said, I'm living in you. His desire is more than anything else is that you and I reflect His glory. You take it,
Amen.
Kelly.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I want to read this scripture that really says what this was. It says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, ye are the light of the world. Now, a while ago, we read that Jesus was the light of the world. Now, here, Jesus is talking to me and you about us. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. It's what we've been talking about. Are you hiding your light? Are you shining your light? Are you letting your other things diminish your light? Are you letting your life with Christ brighten your light? Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works. For you, are they just seeing your good works just so they can pat you on the back? No, he says, and glorify you, the Father which is in heaven. And that's what we just showed you a picture of. And the title was, What's Your Watts? What watts do you find yourself in? You can only be the one that examine that. I want you to know something. The source here in this plug, that also is Jesus. He is the source. He's the electrical current. What was the difference? The same current, the plug is plugged into the same thing. We didn't take the plugs and plug them into different plugs, did we? They were all three plugged into the same plug, the same source. What was the difference? The difference was the bulbs. The difference was the light. You had a small light, a medium light, and a bright light. The difference was the bulb was able to receive the current. How much current did the bulb receive to shine the light? This is what you use. Your relationship with God is what you use to build the current in your life, to build what God's doing in your life, what He's saying in your life, what He's showing your life, what He's developing in you. You're getting all, like Ron said, Pastor Ron said, you're getting the things that eclipses. You're getting all the things that take away from this word. You're getting those things out of you. And every time you get one of those things out, and every time you pour more of this in, every single time, your light gets brighter. Your light gets brighter. Your light shines brighter. And pretty soon, that is going to be the result, that your light is going to shine so bright that it illuminates, Father, everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, that light shines in everything you do, everything you say, every action that you make, every time that you hug somebody, every time you pray, your light shines brighter. It's not, I want you to really get that into your spirit. The source never changed. The source never changed, just like He told you about the Word. The Word is the Word. The Word will always do what God says the Word will do. What's the difference in that parable? It's the soil it went into. What's the difference in this? It's the light, the bulb, the amount of current that flows through the bulb that receives the power. It's all in here. It's all in here. And how do we change this in here? This is how we change this that's inside. Build the current and go from a 20 watt to a 60 watt to a 100 watt to, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 watt bulb. This is what I want to be. This light that shines so bright. So bright that everybody knows that it's reflecting the glory of the living God. That's what draws people. The light that's in us draws people. You know, you ever seen, you know, when you turn at night, when you turn the light on, what happens? Here come the bugs. Zoop, here they come. They just come and don't open the door because the bugs are going to come in. Everything, they're drawn to the light. It's drawn to the light. We are that light. You wanted it close. Thank you, Jesus. We are the light of the world. He is the light, and we reflect Him.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I thought she was just going to go ahead and get wound down. But you know what? That's an example. Next Sunday, she's going to be ministering. So I'm giving you a taste, if you're not familiar with it. You're giving you a taste of the preacher. My question to you this morning, what's your watts? Have you become desensitized? Have you allowed an eclipse to take place in your heart and your life? If you have, we can fix that.
Hallelujah.
The doctor is in the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's better known as Dr. Jesus. It doesn't matter this morning what you've allowed to slip in. He can remove.
Praise God.
Because He's the doctor.
Hallelujah.
And He can do it without even making an incision. Woo. He can do it without an incision. because he's Jesus. His light is permeating this place this morning. You say, how do you know? I feel him. I feel him. If you've allowed some darkness to slip in, and it's easy to do, it's real easy to do. You say, well, I'm a Christian. I don't want this darkness. I'm a Christian, but if I'm not careful, it will slip in on me too. But when it does, when a thought comes into my mind, when I look at something and it wants to draw me to the things of this world, that's when Paul said, casting down every imagination, every thought. Bring it into subjection. And the way we do that is we just do a simple, simple, simple prayer. We say, Father, forgive me.
I just felt like, you know, as Ron was saying that, you know, it's not, it can be, you know, things that eclipse our lives, they don't have to be sin.
Mm-mm.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, maybe there's somebody in the house or watching online that you've had a lot of pain and disappointment in your life. Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of hurt. You've had a lot of people let you down.
Unhealthy relationships.
And you've had hopes and dreams get just squashed. Mm-hmm. And you've allowed that to eclipse your life. You've allowed that to let you unplug from the source. Mm-hmm. Right now, I want you to know that all you have to do is turn from that pain, you know, mm-hmm. turn from that suffering, turn from that heartache, turn from those unhealthy relationships. That's in the past. That doesn't have to follow you all the days of your life.
That's right.
And you make that decision whether it follows you or not. You can right now, through the love of Jesus Christ, let him wash all of that pain and heartache away. Let him wash all of those disappointments away. Let him wash all of that hurt and that just letting you down and just feeling like nothing is ever going to turn out right. Mm-hmm. Oh, but God has a plan.
Yes, he does.
God has a purpose. God has something for you. Mm-hmm. And he wants to love you. He wants to bring you up out of that place.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know if there's anybody in the house like that or just out online, but do you want to pray?
Yes. And if you're in here in the house and what we've said has pierced your heart and you're saying, Pastor Ron, Pastor Kelly, that's me. These are some things I'm dealing with. As she just said, it's not only the love of Christ, but the blood of Jesus. Okay. I sang it earlier. Oh, the blood. All the more mistakes I have made, the more times I have turned and had to turn and keep turning back and asking for forgiveness, the more I have seen the strength and the power of the blood of Jesus. He never forsakes me. He never says, well, not this time. You've messed up too many times. He always says to me, come on, son. I've been waiting on you. He says to Kelly, come on, daughter.
Amen.
I've been waiting on you. Amen. And if you're here today in this house, and this is you today, and I believe there are some that today that God is talking to you about removing some of these things, letting go of some of these things. In fact, I'm going to ask Kelly to come down, and I'm going to ask our altar workers right now if they would just come down. I'm going to ask you to stand right down here in front, and if this is talking to you, if the Holy Spirit is talking to you, I want you to find somebody to pray with at this altar right now. I want you to come and grab the hand of somebody at this altar that you can pray with, and those of you that are online, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray. In fact, Kelly, I want you to pray with them online.
Okay.
And y'all can go ahead and just begin to pray with them. You say, well, you're still online and you're having service when you're online. Listen, we have people that are part of this church. They're shut in, and we want them to feel as much a part of this service as you all are in here today. And those that have come are being ministered to. Kelly, pray for those that are watching online.
Father God, we just bless everyone that's watching online, those that have things that have eclipsed their lives, whatever they are. It doesn't have to be a sin, but if it is, Father God, your forgiveness is available and ready and waiting to wash them in the blood of Jesus. And for disappointments and heartaches and dreams that have been squashed and relationships that have been severed and so much pain in their life, Father, I declare right now that they feel your love, that they reach out and grab you in the name of Jesus. They reach out and feel your love. Hallelujah. And just pray this prayer with me right now. Father God, I come to you right now, Lord Jesus, and I lay everything down before you, God.
I lay everything down before you,
Lord. I ask you, Lord, to take all of these things in my life.
Take all of these things in my life.
And remove them.
And remove them.
Your word says.
Your word says.
You throw them as far as the east is from the west.
You throw them as far as the east is from the west.
And I thank you, God, that you forgive me.
And I thank you, God, that you forgive me.
That you heal my heart.
That you heal my heart.
You make me whole again.
You make me whole again.
You cover me with your blood.
You cover me with your blood.
And your love wraps around me.
And your love wraps around me.
And I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I receive you into my heart.
I receive you into my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, while they're praying, they're continuing to pray. If you've prayed that for the first time, we welcome you into the family of God. You are now a son or daughter of God, and we welcome you into this family. And we have some materials that we want to send to you that will help you on your way. If you will just get in touch with the church, the number is on the website. You can call us, you can write us, you can email us, and we want to get this information out to you. And we just pray a blessing over you. And if this was not you just rededicated your heart, or you got things out of the way, come let us know. Come call us. We want to talk to you personally. We would love to pray for you personally. So we just bless everyone out in the media, and we just say that you are blessed, and we declare in the name of Jesus that your life has changed and that you now are a light shining for the Lord. You're now a light that shines brightly in Jesus' name.
And while they continue to pray up here, I want to just pray a real quick prayer over you as we dismiss this morning. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? Now may the Lord bless us. May the Lord bless each one of us. Father, may your face shine upon us and keep us throughout this week. Bring us back on this next Sunday to be encouraged and to hear the word of God and put it to practice. We thank you for it. Now may the love of our Father, the grace of the Son Jesus, and the comforting of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it and pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information about Passion Church, visit www.mypassion.church.